Hi, my name is Diego. Welcome to our brand new podcast where we will be talking about wild theories. I have two guests with me here, Nikola Markovic
What's good, guys?
and Max Suzet.
Yo, what's up, guys?
So, today the main question is there life out there? But before we start, I'm just going to give you a brief definition of how the universe started. Our universe began with an explosion of space itself, the Big Bang. Starting from extremely high density and temperatures, space expanded, the universe cooled, and the simplest elements formed. Gravity gradually drew matter together to form the first stars and the first galaxies. With that being said, guys, is there life out there?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question, There
I
could be.
strongly believe there is.
Yeah, me too, honestly. But there could be both sides because there's
Wait.
arguments both ways.
Of course.
Max, tell us a bit about the size of everything out there.
Oh, yeah. So, the universe is a very large thing, only in our galaxies there are about 100 billion planets, and that's only in our galaxy, and there's about 2 trillion galaxies in total in our universe,
Well,
which, yeah, it's crazy, man.
yeah, it's mind-blowing for sure.
Plus, I remember you told me in private the universe is always expanding.
Yeah, it is always expanding. Right now it's like about 46 billion light years like away from Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it keeps expanding like every second, every minute, every hour. Just keeps expanding.
So at this moment right now, like we're talking right now, it's expanding. It's
Yeah, it's expanding.
that's honestly just mind blowing, to be honest.
That's
It
mind
is.
blowing. Everything is moving right now.
I feel like just that explains the fact that there is life out there, because let's take a look at the numbers, all right? Let's do a quick recap.
Go.
Our Milky Way, the Milky Way, which is our galaxy, there is 100 to approximately 400 billion stars. That's only stars, all right? Every star has a couple of planets with them because it's like a solar system,
The
right?
solar system, just like we
You
have,
always have
yes.
to keep in mind it's way more, all right?
A lot more, yeah.
That's just our galaxy. The universe has 1 billion trillion stars. Guys, that's 21 zeros.
That's
21.
crazy. I've never seen such a big number, honestly.
Exactly, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, and
Plus, once again, that's just the number of stars, all right? So we got to keep in mind there are way more than
yeah,
that.
true. There's
Yeah.
just like some planets that aren't even, connected to a solar system. They're
Exactly.
just like in the void. We can't even see them.
And
Yeah,
what's
you see
scary is that,
planets, but how
yeah,
did you know, you know?
exactly. And what's scary is that, like Max was saying, the universe is still expanding. And so that number that Nikola just told us basically is expanding even more.
Yeah,
Which makes it
it
a lot
is.
scarier, right?
And on each and every single one of those planet, there could be a form of life,
Exactly. And going back to what Nico was saying, I have a quick little fact to make you guys think of it. There are more stars in the universe than grains of sand on Earth. Do you guys believe that?
Yeah, I do. Honestly, I do. The
Yep.
universe is so large. We don't
Yeah.
even know, like, for sure how big it
Yeah.
is. But when
Even
you
though
think
that's like, it looks so like improbable, I still believe it.
Yeah. Like even though
Yeah.
like let's say we take the Sahara Desert. That's it's humongous.
It
And
is.
we're talking
That
about every
is
single little grain of
huge.
sand. Yeah.
Yeah, that desert is huge, man. And there's sand like under the ocean as well. Can't
Yes.
forget that.
Oh,
But
that's a
no.
good point.
Of course.
I don't know. It looks improbable, but I kind of still believe it.
Yeah. I do too. I strongly believe it for some reason.
Plus, our planet is not infinite, like the universe, you know? It's not always
Easy.
expanding. So the number of sand maybe all goes up with like transformations on Earth, but whatever, but doesn't always expand, you know?
Well, that's what makes it a little bit more believable, right?
Yeah, exactly. And like just the size of everything, I feel like it's really believable.
Yeah, there's no way to tell how many planets there are and if there's life out there.
Yes.
I got another fact for you guys. It's pretty, scary, to be honest.
Go ahead.
So the closest galaxy to the Milky Way, which is our galaxy, is 2.5 million light years away. So basically what that means is it would take us 2.5 million years just to get there.
See, that's
at light speed as well. That's
so that's light speed. Yeah.
And I don't think anything else has ever gone like this fast.
Exactly. And I don't think we even have the technology. Well, we clearly don't have the technology to travel there either.
But we could in the future.
Maybe. In the future, probably, but we probably won't be alive by then.
Oh, but still with light, bro, 2.5 million years. The average life expectancy is approximately 81 years, man.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, so how many generations is that?
That's a whole lot of generations.
We could do the math, but... The results.
So, guys, you've seen all the facts, Diego. I remember you told me how like humans started. We started from like a simple bacteria with a mix of pretty much everything.
Yeah. So exactly, and when we think, people are thinking that now aliens are not obviously those tall green little fellows that we think they are. We're mostly thinking that they are just little bacterias, because little bacterias are what formed life in the first place, as I said, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Everything started from bacterias.
Exactly. And so that's why people have strong beliefs that, yes, there is life form out there, but it's not the one that we, how can I say, as human beings think of.
Like, it's not good. Yeah, they could already be on Earth. You don't know that. Because, you know, with all the bacteria, we can't see any of them.
No.
Like, even the COVID-19 could be an alien.
There you go.
You know?
That's an interesting theory.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
But it could be true. Never know.
Good. Honestly. But, like, let's go back to the sand thing. Our planet, Diego, if you take one grain of sand, if you're saying is actually true... Yes. Our planet is even smaller than that grain of sand compared to the entire universe.
Universe, yeah.
I believe that it's completely impossible that just our small, even smaller grain of sand has the, how could I say, the... Well,
you know, I understand what you're trying to say.
The good aspects for us to, like, to make us live, you know?
Yeah. It's
impossible.
No, it is. It is impossible. It's so weird. And actually, going back to when we were talking about that aliens have already visited, I heard, Max, that you have done some research on the dimensions.
I did, and I've learned that there are 23 other dimensions than the ones we can see. So we can only see three of them. Or maybe that's four, crazy. If you consider time as one. Yes. And in total, there are 26 dimensions.
That's just crazy, man.
Yeah, and when we're thinking the three dimensions, we're thinking length, width, and depth. And we're thinking that has to be all there is. But 23?
23 other measurements.
It's nuts.
Everything is so, like, mysterious. Everything we don't know about, it's, like, so...
Yeah, there's so much that we don't know, right?
Yeah. We can never exclude the possibility that there is alien life there.
Yeah, someone could be like, an alien could be right next to you right now. You wouldn't see it because it's in another dimension. But they could maybe see you because they could see in four dimensions.
Yep.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Exactly, because aliens are everything we don't know about or we're not there yet. Technologically, physically, mentally.
Yeah.
So let's say so I got another fact. Basically, 80,000 UFO sightings over the past century. All right, those are UFO sightings that have not been explained. Because, you know, sometimes people say, oh, my God, it was a plane. It wasn't really a UFO, yeah, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
80,000 over the past century.
Unexplained.
Exactly. So that tells us that they most likely have come to our planet. But again, that's unknown because we're barely capable of going to Mars yet. And Mars, compared to everything else, is so close.
Yeah.
So, like, everything about aliens for us is basically unknown, and that's why it's kind of scary.
Yeah, because we don't have the technology to even go far enough.
Yeah, they could have already seen us and didn't care that we were, you know, here. Because they've already seen so many, like, other forms of life. Life
forms, yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't interested in us.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That's honestly probable. Everything is probable because it's so, like, unknown.
Yeah. Well, obviously, with those facts, I definitely believe that there is life out there.
Yeah, right. I think we all do.
We all do agree on that.
All right. Well, sorry, guys. We're going to have to cut it short. But if you want to watch the full podcast, go on our YouTube channel. And wait, let's just finish. Let's do a kind of a vote. Who actually still believes that there is life out there?
I still believe.
100%.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think, the people that don't believe in other life forms are very intelligent, you know?
No. Well, they're ignoring the fact that.
Yeah, they're ignoring all the facts.
Yeah, I feel like they're just ignoring all of the possibilities that there is.
Yeah,
like, exactly. They don't see the amount of chances that they even had to come to life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just the sperm thing, like
one in a billion or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think we can ever exclude the possibility of being something out there.
And, you know, we're aliens for them as well.
Yes, exactly. That's the thing.
All right, guys. Anyways. Catch us at our YouTube channel if you want to see some more of this theory.
Yeah, because we will be talking more about this. We'll be talking, having different questions in our different podcasts and videos.
Yep, every week.
Every week. So don't forget to subscribe.
Yep, come by, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye, goodbye.
Ciao.
Bye.